Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not ruling out redrawing Illinois' congressional maps in response to efforts in Texas. My colleague Alex Degman reports some Texas House Democrats are here in Illinois. They're protesting the mid-cycle remap of their congressional districts. President Trump has requested that. They want to eliminate five Democratic districts so Republicans can maintain their House majority. Pritzker reiterated Texas Republicans are cheating, but wouldn't rule out trying the same thing.
All of us have to take a hard look at what the effect of that cheating is on democracy. And that means we've all got to stand up and do the right thing. So as far as I'm concerned, everything is on the table.
If Pritzker greenlights a new redistricting push, it could be difficult to squeeze out more Democratic seats. They already hold a 14-3 majority over Republicans. The last of four convicted ComEd co-conspirators is headed to federal prison for an unlawful scheme to influence one-time House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Jay Doherty today was sentenced. He was the consummate political insider and, as prosecutors put it, a vital conduit for the Madigan bribery scheme. Doherty lobbied for ComEd and used hundreds of thousands of utility dollars to secretly employ Madigan's best political workers as sham ghost subcontractors. The scheme tried to help ComEd pass legislation and, in Doherty's own words on a government wire, to keep Madigan happy. Today, Judge Manish Shah sentenced Doherty to a year in prison, slightly less than the 15 months prosecutors wanted. Doherty said his actions were wrong. Judge Shah described Doherty and his company as the metaphoric cash in an envelope that amounted to bribes. Cook County plans to award a $2 million grant to the nonprofit group, the Chicago Abortion Fund. The money will help provide wraparound services like transportation, lodging, and childcare to people who are looking for abortion care. At a press conference today at Strozier Hospital, Board President Tony Preckwinkle says people from outside Cook County can also benefit from these funds.
Illinois has become a safe haven for reproductive care, not just for women here at home, but for people traveling across the Midwest and beyond, places where abortion has been banned or severely restricted. And history has shown us something important. Making abortion illegal doesn't stop abortions from happening. It just makes them unsafe.
The Cook County Health Board of Directors will vote on the award later this month. And training camp continues for the Chicago Bears. The team is gearing up for its first preseason game. It's Sunday against Miami. A joint practice between the Dolphins and the Bears at Soldier Field on Friday could give some indications on how they're going to perform this season. The practice also will give rookie players a feel for an NFL game. Special teams coach Richard Hightower has worked with top NFL coaches and says he likes what he sees in new Bears head coach Ben Johnson.
I've been fortunate. I know what a good coach looked like because I've been around all of them. So I can tell you for a fact, we got a damn good head coach here. A damn good head coach. I'm just telling you. I know what they look like. I've been around them.
Meantime, position battles continue as the team is gearing up to start the season on September 8th. No word yet if quarterback Caleb Williams will play this coming Sunday. You're listening to The Rundown. They're ringing you up at the register, keeping swimmers safe, and running social media accounts for a lot of grown-ups. Teenagers around the Chicago area are on the job this summer. Working teens did face a tougher time landing jobs this year. The June unemployment rate for teens was up significantly over last year. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Emmanuel Camarillo and my colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana spoke with a group of teens who did find work, and here's what they have to say about finding a job, what they learned, and how they're spending their paychecks.
I'm Jay. I'm from West Rogers Park, and I'm interning here at the Museum of Surgical Science.
I'm Donna. I'm from Old Town, and I'm interning here at the International Museum of Surgical Science.
Hi, my name is Addison Bellome. I'm 18 years old. I'm from the South Side of Chicago, and I'm here as a social media intern at the Adler Planetarium.
Hi, my name is Bahal Sheikh. I'm also an intern at Adler Planetarium, also from South Side of Chicago.
Hi, my name is Baylen Dawes. I'm 16 years old. I work at the Southside YMCA, and I go to University of Chicago Charter School.
I decided to get a job because last summer, I feel like I wasted some of it by sleeping too late or, you know, sitting at home all day. And also, I'm in a band and the band requires a certain amount of funding to push forward, so.
I decided to get a summer job because I thought it would be beneficial since I did do nothing last summer, and I also thought that it would help for my college resume.
I just want to stay productive, keep my mind sharp, and also meet some new people.
I did this mainly so I could put it on my college resume.
I decided to get a job this summer because I feel like it would help me, not even just working with kids, like more so mentally, so I can grow and be able to experience more things.
With the money that I'm earning, I hope to forward my band and my career in music.
I'm planning on putting 2/3 of it into savings for college or just like other goals in the future, and then 1/3 is for spending.
The money that I'm earning from this job, I hope to, of course, have a little bit of spending money, but to also save a lot of it. I'll be going into my freshman year in the fall, so I'll be attending the University of Southern California, so definitely saving up for that.
I'm probably going to invest it. I'm probably going to buy some gold, something like that.
I'm going to invest in it and do stocks. You got to learn how to save your money so don't just go spend it all, and you know.
I've learned definitely more people skills. Since working on the front desk, you have to talk to people. And I also am interested in a career in healthcare, so I definitely learned a lot of background about medical history.
I'd say something I've learned like in this job so far that I feel is going to be very beneficial moving forward is one, like time management. I'd say this job holds us accountable for making sure we get here on time.
Number one thing is networking. Networking with very important people, which is going to help me in the long run if I want to get a job, if I want to start my own business, funding for my own business.
Definitely time management and also like really focusing on how to deal with kids and stuff like that. So yeah, being more patient.
If you're looking for a summer job, I would say apply as early as you can. I waited too long and it was definitely down to the line and I was a little stressed about whether I was going to get a job or not.
So I'd definitely say never stop trying. Look in places where you wouldn't really expect. Put yourself out there, you know, send an email, reach out to some of your favorite museums because you never know what job you can end up with.
Like whenever I didn't have a job, I used to like sell stuff on the side, sell snacks. Like always try to find a way to make that income. So I think that's the number one thing. Never stop trying, you know.
My advice to other teens is really take action. Don't sit and wait. You have to be persistent in what you're doing. Continue applying. Don't stop. You just get to it.
You heard from 5 teenagers around the Chicago area sharing what it's like to find a summer job and then actually work that job. You heard from Jay Korkornik, also Donna Eltaib, Addison Bellome, Baha Elsheikh, and Balin Doss. Weather, a sunny day, some patchy smoke and a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and patchy smoke with a low near 70. And then sunny and very warm on Wednesday, a little smoke in the morning and a high in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.